You caught us nearly. Welcome back. It's the Top 101 with Amy and Sonia.
Yeah.
And we are talking to you in a sec. Well, are we on now? Hello, Pete. Are you there?
I am, but so is everyone else.
Oh, the whole band.
Hey.
Oh, hello. Congrats. So that was Cheese World, and we are talking to Cheese World, number 39, with your EP, Crofers West. And we played I Got Tinnitus listening to Eskimo Joe. Well done.
Thank you very much. Happy to be in the 30.
Yeah. Can I ask, or on behalf of all the listeners, Cheese World, now, where did this name come from?
Oh, it's such a long and dull story. I wasn't in the band at the time, so I can't answer it.
We were, 1996, we were on our way to the Falls Festival, a convoy of us.
Yeah.
And we were going to pass through Allenford's Cheese World on the way to, as we went through the very, told them, and we had in our heads that we were on a trek to the Allen's Cheese World. When we got there, it was closed.
Oh, no.
So it's sort of all about great promotion, and when you actually get there, it's quite disappointing. So we thought that was a great analogy.
Great
for
I reckon. And that's impressive that it stuck since, you know, 96. I like it.
Since the last millennium.
Yeah. Yes. And so what is Cheese World doing at this moment? Having a barbecue or a beverage?
Yeah, we are having a barbecue. We're in the lovely Crofers West at the moment.
Great.
So that's what we got the EP name from. That's where a few of the guys grew up, and it's where we rehearsed.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like a spiritual home for us.
Nice.
Later on, we'll be going to Crofers for a rumble because, you know.
Those
guys from Crofers just no good. So we're West Side, and West Side for life.
Cool. And what's coming up next? What can we expect in 2022 from Cheese World?
All right, can anyone answer that? Yeah.
Well, we've just released Nicola, our 1 minute and 20 seconds ode to Nicholas Ferrier.
Yes, I saw that on Bandcamp. And, nice.
Yeah, yeah. So that doesn't take up too much of your time.
Now, we're all busy people.
And a couple of houses up the road, we've got our mate's mum lives, so we play in his garage. And we've got about four songs that were new tracks that we're working on this year and looking forward to getting back in the back into Willie's bunker, probably later about August or something, and record then.
Yeah, big shout-out to Willie at Unpleasant Studios. Did a great job with the EP.
Awesome. Yeah,
the slabs of beer.
Yeah,
so,
don't tell everyone that.
Oh, okay.
That was thousands of dollars.
And did you call it Unpleasant Studio? Is that what I just heard?
Is that what I call? Is that
what
called?
Willie called it. Yeah. So our mate Willie's in was in like One Dog, One Bone and Sterling North. I don't know if you know these guys. And what's the last one? What's the last one? Orange Man, Case Bergsma.
Case Bergsma
and the main bus under vault.
Main vault. Yeah. Main bus under vault.
Yeah. He dug out his underneath his garage and built his own studio just so he could make his own music, and we get the pleasure of hanging out there and recording.
So that sounds exclusive.
It does.
We're trying to get Beck to talk.
Hello.
A lot of people love Beck. She's amazing, but she doesn't want to talk for some reason.
You should talk to us, Beck.
Come on. It's all good.
How many of you are in this?
I know, it sounds like we're talking about, like, is it like 10 or 12 of you in the band? How many have we got there?
It's a big posse.
It's 5 year, one missing.
Yeah, okay. One had to work. Yeah.
Well, congrats again. I'm going to say congrats. It's 39, Crofers West, Cheese World. Thanks for talking to us today, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cheese World.
We look forward to new music.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Cheese World. Oh, that was a fun conversation.
That was hard to follow.
There's a lot going on in Crofers today.
Yeah,
but that's a great release. Thank you, Cheese World.
I feel like they're ready to rumble.
Yeah, yes.
They're going to take on those Crofers guys. What's next? Where are we up to?
We're heading up to 38, or down to 38, I should say.
Yeah.
The Empty Threats in the charts again.
These guys, this band, so good.
Yeah.
I do really enjoy this song and have played it a lot myself. I would be one of those contributors.
as am I. So this one is the single You.